color. Maybe you can come by mine. It'll make you happy when skies are gray.
Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW. I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Well, I am on location in Hawaii, Kauai, in the small town Kapa'a town, and joining me is
Van Connor.
Van Connor. You're on a retreat at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center.
I sure am, and it's my first time in Hawaii ever.
And how is it so far?
So far it's been amazing. I got here Sunday night, and today is Tuesday.
So you came in late on Sunday, which I kind of like it when you leave late too, because you get the whole day. But you came in, so you didn't really get to see much except for, you know, landing.
Right, it was dark. I hopped an Uber. It's only 15 minutes. And got here to Dolphin Touch and went to bed, pretty much.
Because I have this thing that you got to get up really early. You want to see the stars first thing. You want to see the sun come up. And then you also want to be able to get on that bike path and get a bike ride in. But the first night, we didn't have a bike for you because I blew a tire. Ah! Mm-hmm. Anyways, that happens. And we walked across in the morning, made you get up early, and you got to see your first sunrise.
My first sunrise in a very stormy ocean. And it was really beautiful.
And the whole day I was telling you, there's something wrong. It's amazingly gorgeous, but I've never seen it like this. The tide was extra high. The water was turquoise blue with white, like snow everywhere. And I guess there was something that didn't hit us. It missed us, and that's why that happened. But for about 3 days, I've never seen the water so amazingly gorgeous. I mean, go to my Facebook page. I went with people, Santa, Phil Warwa, to the labyrinth, and he couldn't stop taking pictures because the water was so different. But that's the beauty of Kauai. Like, every sunrise is different. Every day is different. And you're blessed to be here where there's no tourism. There's nobody here. The bike path is pretty much empty. So you're getting probably to see more than I've seen, actually, with less traffic.
Yeah, it's been great. Haven't had any problems with that at all. And the sunrise was amazing that day, and we did a lot that day.
So we got a Reiki session in because you've been doing Reiki with me and doing some healing work. You're a Reiki 1.
Correct.
And you know how to do Reiki, so you practice Reiki. And Jeannie has a beautiful room, and we amethyst mat. So we have a massage table that's a water table. But you got to see the center for the first time.
I did, and I'm here right now. And it's an amazing place. Very laid back. I guess that's Hawaii, right?
Mm-hmm. And the first day, you kind of like, oh, what should I wear? And how should I look? And what did you figure out?
Well, besides how should I look, because everybody knows how great I look.
I'm not a good laugh. Okay.
I didn't know how warm it would be, how cold it would be. And then I realized T-shirt and very comfortable shorts and flip-flops.
And good shoes, yeah.
And you don't have to worry. I mean, I could have came here with two pairs of shorts and two shirts and one pair of flip-flops and a nice hat to cover myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have been fine.
So less is more. That's so...
Carry on.
Uber was easy.
Right. And the airport's tiny. It's cool. Like, it took, like, you know, you get off the plane, you walk for, like, 1 minute, and you're outside. It's like, baggage claim and out.
And you know how many times my ride didn't show up, and I just hitched a ride with the person sitting next to me, you know? Because everybody's going pretty much the same direction.
Right, and people actually might be more nice about doing that as opposed to Seattle, which is the chill. I'm sorry, Seattle, but have a chill.
But that's why I love it here. You will run into people. You're making friends already.
Right, I've already made probably people who I really think would continue to be my friend in 3 days. I think like five people. And I don't have any friends, so it's interesting. I have to go to Hawaii to get them.
So if you want to go on a retreat with me, you will learn how to ride a bike and make friends. That's kind of exciting.
Right. I just have to be okay with people knowing about me. About that I exist.
All right. I think that's the best part about it, is your relationships and the connections you make here in Kauai, how nice everybody is. So we rented a bike.
Right, we ran bikes, and
your big goal was to go swimming in the ocean.
Yeah, I hadn't gone yet. It was still the first day here, we're talking. We tried to go to Baby Beach, but because of the storminess, Dina says dangerous. There were no people
in the water. It was so dangerous.
So we trekked to this place on the bikes called
Lydgate Park.
Lydgate Park, which actually is kind of a famous park. And it was amazing. It was there was two places to swim, and we did go swimming. There was people there, and everybody was cool. We then continued, rode our bikes through the whole park, and it's pretty amazing. That place is kind of like what you'd think Hawaii was probably in the 70s.
Oh, and it was beautiful. And there's no tourists, so you really got the best of Kauai. And right. We saw a sacred site, a heiau, and then you got your picture in front of it, and just looking at that picture, it looks unreal.
Yeah.
The beauty, the beauty of this island. But what did we learn about sunscreen?
Well, you learned about sunscreen. So Dina, being my tour guide, said, you better put sunscreen on because it's midday in Kauai. So I said, okay, and I put it everywhere. And then Dina, for some reason, didn't, thinking she was all
cool. No, I was thinking of you the whole time. When somebody's with me, I want to make sure that they're okay.
And
I
think you crashed your bike because you're worried about
it. My biggest problem is that I care more about the people I'm with, and I want to make sure they have a good time. So I'm kind of, I'm on my own. I would have put sunscreen on. I wouldn't have gone out, actually. But you wanted to go swimming so bad. Yeah. So I was determined to get you in the water. We had an amazing time. We stopped and had something to eat. Right. And then the next day, with our bikes, because you got to have a bike in Kapa'a, where'd you go in the morning?
We rode at, we got up at 5, and I get up early anyway. We headed all the way down this bike path, about 8 miles, and it was beautiful the whole way, right along the ocean. And the bike path is very well maintained and wide, and we only saw a couple people on it. Got to the place, watched a beautiful sunrise in the red clay, because the clay is red there, and laid down, got some grounding in. Then we saw two pterodactyl-type birds flying over, so that even Dina hadn't seen before.
I think it was albatross.
I know, I thought one was going to dive bomb you.
They did. It was so scary. It was like an eagle up from
Kamino. And we saw them this morning as a pair together again, so they must be married.
But it was, and that's another thing. Every time of year is different. I'm learning what flowers are blooming year-round. Like, they don't bloom. They have seasons here, and there's different animals. Like, there's no whales now, but I'm seeing tons of turtles. I just think it's just amazing. It's so different. And as we progress in your tour, basically you're going to see turtles. You're going to go to the top of
I'm going to go snorkeling.
Yes, you are.
The top of what?
Nepali Coast. There's just so much to do. But if you came by yourself, what would you be doing?
I'd probably have got here Sunday night, went to bed, got up in the morning, probably went to breakfast, walked around a little bit, maybe rented a bike, but I wouldn't really have known where to go. I might have gotten in the water and drowned because I didn't know where to swim. I definitely would not have gotten some new friends at Paniola Grill, which we'll talk about. I'm going to jam with people tomorrow night at this Paniola Grill place.
So in 2 days, you've probably maybe a month even, if you think about it.
I know. Compared to a normal vacation, and I've traveled all over the world, and compared to a normal week vacation, in 2.5, 3 days in, I've exceeded the wonderful time that I normally would have.
And I like the part because we're staying at a healing center, so you get the Reiki, you get the healing work. We're going to do a chakra reading today. And we'll figure out what's blocked. And in the next week, we're going to figure out some shifts in your energy. But I know your first chakra reading was about writing music. That was a long time ago, 5 years ago, and because you were struggling with that. 5 years. Yeah. And then we now, in the, through readings, you've done your and Reiki training. You've taken my classes, mm-hmm. and you've shifted your way of thinking. We started doing the secret, mm-hmm. where you're counting your blessings and asking for what you want for yourself,
manifesting things,
and setting your intentions. And it's worked,
actually, the manifestation.
Magic.
Yeah, and then Dina actually, she learned, since she met me, how to write songs, how to be more, take care of herself as more of other people, because she takes care of everybody, which is good for a tour guide.
Very good for a tour. Travel agent for your soul, tour guide for your spirit. But I'm the band mom. So now I've got this whole nother thing because of you and our writing the music and making the CD. So after we come back from break, we're going to talk about your prescription and how far it's gone. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I live calmer. It's a place for you and I. It makes me happy when skies are gray.
Come visit my favorite retreat destination, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, located in Okapa'a Town on the island of Kauai. With its divine and spiritual portals and special healing energies, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center offers a full spectrum of sessions, classes, workshops, and Kauai adventures. The gift shop carries fun gifts, books, and enlightening tools for your own enjoyment. Dolphin Touch Wellness Center specializes in a new healing modality that involves energy work and body work combined. My good friend and owner, Jeannie Russell, calls the technique Dolphin Touch. Jeannie and I invite you to come to Kauai and experience the spirit of the dolphins and connect with their love, joy, and playfulness. For upcoming retreats and events, visit dolphintouch.org or call Jeannie Russell at 808-822-4414.
Are you tired of the cold? Can't seem to get warm? Do you suffer from body aches, insomnia, or stress? Looking for relief? Why not experience the amazing health benefits of the Amethyst Crystal Biomat? The Biomat is an FDA Class 2 medical device. It uses NASA technology and produces the health benefits of far infrared and negative ions. The soothing and warming effect of the Biomat penetrates 6 to 8 inches into the body, and the healing benefits are amazing. For more information, visit dolphinbiomat.com or call us at 808-822-4414 today.
Longing for deep transformation? If so, join Lisa Flowers and Jamie Starr at the Lodge at Cedar Springs in Cedro Woolley for their personal transformation intensive retreat. Learn how to release the past and create the life you love in a conscious community. Say yes to 1 weekend per month for 5 months starting October 11th and change your life. Visit Personal Transformation with Lisa Flowers and Jamie Starr on Facebook, or call 425-864-7145. Invest in yourself today.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
Love gets too much. Ain't no place to go. Just come, come on, you feel good, I know. Cause she will.
Welcome back and aloha. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie in Kauai at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center on location with Van Connor.
Hello, Dina.
So we're back, and your prescription years ago was to start writing music again and getting back into your career. And then we started doing healing work, and now you are headed over to meet all the men at Paniola Grill, because they're musicians that I've met, and they have all been on my show. And you said you met a bunch of people that you thought could be friends for probably a lifetime. And how warm of a welcome did you get from that group?
Oh, they were all really cool, very welcoming. Everybody here in Kauai has been so far. Yeah, I showed up. They knew about my music and stuff, and, you know, also knew about me through Dina. And I was trying to come out here a year ago. Didn't work out for me, but they had expressed some interest in playing through Dina. But I was like, well, you know, I'll just go over there and talk to some people. Started talking to him. We hit it off. Next thing you know,
Jared Diaz, he's and his brother are they all are a family that own Paniola Grill. They have live music 6 nights a week. I've had them on the show, of course, but in the end, it's like, and again, it's like that little tribe of musicians, and they welcome young kids who are just learning how to play and encourage them. You met Kenji, and he's part of the pharmacy. It's a farm, Masi, on the island.
Yeah, he's like a classically trained musician who hangs out here and is part of the jam night they do. They do, every night they have something going on music-wise, and they kind of have a community of people, and it seems like it's kind of based around that Paniola place. The jam night, they have different musicians. So they invited me to come over tonight and play with them, and they were like, well, we could learn some of your songs. So they're going to learn 3 of my songs. We're going to play them. They also said, hey, you know, they loaned me a guitar. So I'm using their guitar, a cool old Epiphone from the 60s. And yeah, it was pretty amazing.
And because we're going to the other side of the island and stay at Phil Warwa's Santa Claus, we're going to do a little 3-day tour over there, which is really nice. And get you to all the temples and the Nepali coast, and get you swimming again in Poipu. There's so much. You want to go snorkeling. But they have a studio, and I did my show last winter at this studio, and that's where we're going to head out, and you're going to jam with them and hopefully maybe come back next year and play some music.
Right, and maybe we'll even have some recordings from tomorrow that you'll play on your show or something.
Yep, because we're going to go on location, and we'll end the segment moving on down the road. But I just want to give a thanks to Jeannie Russell and Dave, her husband that you've met now.
Yeah, they're great. Very laid back, like everybody here, very cool. I met them one time in Seattle when they were out there, just briefly, and they've been really attentive and cool. Of course, they don't need to be because Dina's here.
But what were we do last night?
Last night, we've really only talked about, like, hardly anything compared to what we've done. We packed, like, about 2 weeks into,
two days.
What did we do last night?
Well, we went swimming with Jeannie.
That's right. Jeannie took us swimming at Baby Beach.
With the moon.
Yeah, and dark almost. Uh-huh. We came back.
We went over to Paniola Grill.
Paniola Grill had dinner. It's a barbecue. They have barbecue, and I was talking to the owner, Jared, and he was saying that Paniola is a Mexican cowboy, I think. And he's from California originally, so, that's kind of his thing. It's cool. It's a cool place. It's the only place I want a t-shirt from when I leave.
Yeah. And again, I think I kind of manifested heaven on earth because I love music. Everyone knows I only play original music on my show, but I love Dolphin Touch. I'm a healer myself. So how far is it to Paniola from here?
Oh, about 1 minute.
1 minute.
I mean, it's 2 blocks. So.
I can open the door and I can hear Tim Todd playing violin on Thursday night.
Right. We didn't know really what time the show was last night, and we waited. Dina kept saying, well, I don't hear it yet. Like, what do you mean you don't hear it yet? Well, I can hear it when it starts, and then you walk 1 minute.
I was a saxophone player. And so each night is a different local playing music, all ages. Sometimes there's people by themselves, and other times there's a group or a band. But again, it's walkable. Kapaa is walkable. Dolphin Touch, again, you can get massages here. I do chakra readings, but there's acupuncture and massage therapists. But she also does the excursions, and that's where, you know, I kind of came in and said, hey, why don't you start taking people out? And so Jeannie does that Hindu temple. She takes some people to the labyrinth. She does some healing work in the water. She calls it dolphin energetics. But it's like, again, you want to talk to a local, sit at a coffee shop, which I've taken you to, and it's just really family friendly.
And I wouldn't have known where to go, and you know people everywhere, so, I mean, it was strange, like, we were out on the bike path, and we stopped, and there's this guy standing there, and Dean's like, hi, and he's like, oh yeah, I've seen you on the trail, da-da-da. They all thought she lived here, but, and people say hi to her all over the place, and, but I wanted to say that, before I came here, I pictured, you know, Hawaii as like these giant hotels on the beach and all these tourists and all these stuff like being cheesy. And this town is not like that, definitely. There's some condos on the beach, but they're very subtle and they're not on the beach. They're near the beach. It's a very different place, and staying at Dolphin Touch makes it that way as well.
And you're practicing your guitar out on the porch and people walking by and smiling. Someone stops by to do laundry. It's just, you just never know. And it could be somebody from, oh, and then even you met, now I'm forgetting people's names. The drummer.
Yeah, Bruce.
And he knew people you
met. Yeah, it turns out Bruce was in Southern California around the same time that Screaming Trees were staying down there a lot recording albums. And, he was talking about, oh yeah, I know this guy, I know that guy, I know this place, and most of the things he said, I'm like, oh yeah, I know him, you know him, that's crazy. Oh, that place? Oh, he used to play there all the time. His band used to play there. I'm looking forward to playing with him to see what kind of action he's got going. Tonight I'm going to tell him just play Levy Breaks drums on everything. I even practiced with a loop this morning with Levy Breaks.
I heard that, and you know what's really neat is I'm still learning. I love learning, because I heard you practice and how you came up with the drums, and that was really amazing. But you know, I really want to have a major event here and take all ages, all kids, and have Paniola be a part of that, and all the musicians. And I almost think of having like healing people all around, you know, like doing tents and stuff, and then you have the music,
like a fair including music. That'd be great.
I did Taste of Music, and that's how I started it. That was in
Snohomish, Washington.
Yep, that's where we did Reiki in the Streets for the first time. But yeah, I think a vacation, or really, I'm calling retreating yourself, is much more beneficial being with other human beings. And some people are so disconnected, and they don't talk to anyone or meet anyone new. They stay at the hotel.
I have to tell you that I have two personas. One of them is my music persona and the normal me, and I don't really become the music persona unless I'm on stage. I don't like talking to people. I don't like befriending people. I don't like, you know, I'm very shy and quiet. And like I said, I don't have many friends. I've met people, talked to people. It's just a whole different world here, you know, than the Seattle chill, which I have. I'm the chiller. You know?
Well, it's also your chakra. Your throat chakra was closed. And
that's true. I had a great Reiki session. I had a great Reiki
session. Say it.
I'm tongue-tied from, yeah. It's like 100 degrees in here.
And before it used to be, it is pretty hot. But before you used to have a lot more blocks. It seems to me when you do Reiki now, it's just you found your flow. And so when I hear you, you're riding behind me, talking to people on the bike path and saying hi and conversing with people. Remember, it was writing songs. It was getting things out of your head and getting things on paper. You're playing music again. It's just, everyone has blocks. Everybody has it. It's in different parts of your body. But these little prescriptions really, really work. And you've even lost weight.
Yeah. Well.
Oral fixation is when you gain weight. But you are losing weight. It's exciting. It really is.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you. So, your introduction, you say, you are what? Let's go through it. Say it.
I'm a what? What am I? A travel agent for your spirit and a tour guide for your soul?
Right. And you've really been that on this trip. I've known you for about 5 years, but I didn't really know what you do here. I didn't get it. So I'm really happy to see that.
Well, and I see a lot more things with all these musicians I know from the mainland and here, bringing them together, and they have a songwriter's retreat here already. But people need to express themselves again, and they need to connect with other human beings. You're a great person to travel with, because I realize you were in a band. You know how to pack things, and you know how to put things away.
That's true. Touring did that to me. You know, there was quite a while. Of my 14 years in band, you know, in the first band. Then I was in Valis and all the other bands that we talked about on your show. most, probably 60% of the time, I was doing it myself, like loading, doing all that stuff. So I learned how to do that. Roadies were nicer though, but
yeah, well, roadies were doing it for you. But you've changed, and I'm really proud of you. And I'm so glad that you took the time and the effort to come out. And you walked over, you met new people, and tonight you get to play music at Paniolo Grill. And it'll be the first time I get a watch, and I'm just going to be chill. That's all I'm going
to
do.
And I hope those amps go to 11, because it's going to be the loudest show they've
ever had in downtown.
That's right. I'm playing Solomon Grundy, one of my old bands, and I'm doing stuff off Dina's
album. So Paniolo Grill, Kapa'a, you can like them on Facebook. Dolphin Touch, like them on Facebook. And then they'll pop up, and you might see some pictures of Van playing music in the streets of downtown Kapa'a.
Right.
So stay tuned, and we'll go back on location tomorrow, and we'll tell you more. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie.
We love something in a family. Be my lama, each other, that's supposed to be.
Aloha! Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Hi, this is Dina Marie. You've heard me talking about writing songs with Mr. Van Conner. Well, I'm happy to say that our album is out now.
It's called Coming Back Again, and it features songs like Legacy of Green, Silent Universe, and the title track, Coming Back Again.
Our album, Coming Back Again, is now available for streaming and purchase at your favorite online retailer, including iTunes, Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, and many more.
Go to dina-marie.com. That's dina-marie.com for a full list of retailers.
Watching the sunrise, an ocean stands between us. Look into the sky, think of second chances. Look into the past, a thousand miles between us. You know you'll.
Welcome back and aloha. Thank you for joining me, Van Conner.
Hey, Dina. Thank you for having me.
It's been fun, hasn't it?
It has been a wild day. Let me tell you, sometimes the best laid plans don't always come to fruition.
Okay, so why do you think that is?
Well, maybe the universe didn't want it to happen that way.
Okay, well, let's talk about last night at Paniolo Grill.
Paniolo, wonderful place. I did the first show I've done in a long, long time. Three songs with some great guys I'd never met until day before yesterday. They didn't know the songs, but they got up there and they played them anyway. I gave them our CD, and it was amazing. And you can go online and check that out at Dina Marie's Facebook site.
Or Dina Marie, dina-marie.com.
And as we talk here, we are exhausted. We are exhausted. And we decided, we were just sitting down, and we were like, what are we going to do? The files that we recorded today, we went to Bruce's recording studio.
Mm-hmm.
And with those guys who I played with last night, we recorded a great version of Silent Universe, a full band, with keyboards and everything. We interviewed the guys. It went wonderful. We spent 4 hours hanging out, worked really hard. It was beautiful. We got to meet Bruce's kids, Kenji and Bryn, and everybody was there. And amazing drummer Bruce is. And we get... So we get the files put on an iPhone from Windows, and of course it didn't work. We didn't know that till just now. And in the meantime, we just had a wild day. We had some situations with where we were staying. so we're back at Dolphin Touch.
we're happy to be. But we
went up
good.
On top of a mountain. That was when we were up on the mountain today, which is called...
Nepali Coast.
Nepali Coast. Beautiful. It was one of the most beautiful times. I got to be with Dina, and it was... We had a wonderful time up there. Someday we'll tell you how wonderful it was, but right now...
But the sky was blue, and you got to see
Oh, my gosh. Nepali Coast. I was like... I mean, we're already on a volcano, but we're on a volcano on a volcano, pretty much. It was just amazing. People in Hawaii, the parks do not have guardrails much. I mean, it is straight down. It is crazy. It's beautiful. I could see the ocean as far as my eyes could see. It was amazing. I mean, that was totally amazing. And like I said, that was before the files did download. But we spent an entire day with guys. We did an interview with the guy. Yeah, I mean, it all didn't work.
And because Van is a musician and he's been working on his throat chakra and your power chakra, because we did a mm-hmm. reading yesterday. And your reading was about going out there and doing the thing you love to do. And mm-hmm. we'd already planned for you to play at Paniolo tomorrow or that night. And you went out and you played, and it's Bryn Quick, Bruce Dement, Kenji Jurafic, and they play at Paniolo, and it's in downtown Kapa'a. Jared and his family, Jared Diaz, own it. I've been coming here, I've been here for over 7 years, but they started 3 years ago. I've been watching music that I'm just blown away. I can go right across the street. In fact, believe it or not, we can hear music right now from Tim Todd, and he was on the show last year. But it's an amazing music venue, and it was so exciting. Jeannie was sitting next to me, and we got to watch Van play two of our songs, and one of your songs from?
From
Solomon
Grundy. I had a band in 1990 on a small label called New Alliance, which was owned by SST and started by my mentor, Mike Watt, from the band Minutemen and Firehose.
And that's my favorite song.
That is Dina's favorite song, and she hasn't explored this whole rest of that album. But she's inspired me. We're talking about, you know, doing something with that stuff. Because I do own the rights to it.
And your first chakra prescription was to open your throat chakra and sing again and write music again. And you graduated in Kapa'a, Kauai Kapa'a.
I did. And also, I think I might have said that. I wrote a song and instantly, again, like I used to. And I felt, again, that... I realized that what has been missing in some of my music is that band brotherhood, sisterhood thing. And I want to continue with the band thing and continue to write with you, Dina, and be able to bring that to a band.
Well, and then that's the sacral chakra. That's your community. That's your tribe. And
I don't have that anymore.
Do have that.
I do now. I do now.
It was amazing because we went to a studio that Van has never been with people he only met a couple days ago, played last night, but it was like, it was choreographed, but Van was the conductor, and everybody was falling in, and by the end of the day, and I will play this on the show next week, the song that we made.
Yeah.
It was like, because we did acoustic. But this was
right.
A band.
We did a band version. We also did this big Pink Floyd jam at the end, and we had Kenji on keyboards, and Bryn did a great job on guitar, and I didn't have to play guitar. It was great. I just sang, and man, I really love playing with this. I can't wait to play with them again. I'm not going to be able to, I think, this time, but I'm going to go watch them this weekend.
Yep, this week we'll be back there doing some music. And when I do the chakra prescriptions, it's really important to find the blocks. And you have, like, your crown chakra, which is your ideas, your third eye, which is your vision, the things you focus on. Throat chakra, Van Conner, is your expression, whether it's the voices inside your head, you talking to yourself, or, you know, talking to your higher self, or you and I talking. Heart chakra is when you take those ideas and you put them, your heart into it, which is what I saw today. You join with other people mm-hmm. and you physically show up. Everyone showed up on time. Everyone sat up. You guys, we even manifested a guitar from the neighbor.
That's right. Well, Bruce's hookup. But yeah, definitely. And
And
we made a song. But we wrote the song already, but you put it in...
We made it into an arrangement, and, you know, I just basically facilitated the parts of the guys. They instantly came up with parts, and they're not, you know, it's not just that they're really good musicians, it's they're really good people, and that changes the way you make music, and it's a trust thing. We all trusted each other to know, I let, that's not a good word, I went
with the flow.
I went with the flow, and Kenji just started playing, and I was like, and maybe me at another time in my life would have been, wait, that's not what I want to do. And it's like, instead, I was calm, and part of being here and being open to things is waiting and seeing what he did, and I didn't have to say a dang word, and it was beautiful, and he did a great job. And same with everybody. I didn't have to, I didn't push things and try to manipulate my way. I think the universe manipulated it, and
that was the beauty, because Silent Universe, we texted,
that's true, that's to Bryn,
and he for some reason got that song, and none of the other musicians got it, and he's like, I really love that song, that resonates with me, mm-hmm. and we didn't play it last night, or the night before, right? We didn't play it.
Right, and I didn't really want to do it.
He didn't want to do it, but you know what?
I wanted to do a new song I wrote, but we'll do that later.
But it turned out beautiful, and he got to play guitar solo like he did the night before, and he mm-hmm. opened up too. I mean, this wasn't just about you, this was about everybody shining, and it was a really fun thing, and
I really bonded with those guys, and you know, in like the 6 hours we've spent together in our lives. But sometimes I think you meet people that you already know that you don't know. You meet people you already know that you've never met.
Well, do you know what is missing in our world is small communities. I mean, I think like a tribe, there was a certain amount of people, and you probably know statistics or something about this, where there's a certain amount of people where you get lost. You know, it might be 100 or something, but if you're around a small group of people and everyone has their place and you are appreciated for who you are, and I think that's what bands or a good team or someplace you work and you all move forward together. Everybody gets to shine. Everyone feels good about themselves, and I think we're missing that because a lot of people are going solo, right? They're in front of their computers and talking to people they'll never see in person. But yeah, you know, the social part of yourself, you know, talking to more people, having more fun. You're having more fun, like you said, you weren't so forceful with the music.
Oh yeah, and there was a time when I wasn't full like that, and it was. Those are the best times now, looking back.
When was that?
Oh, probably different times. You know, on and off. I mean, my whole life.
So when was the most fun that you had being a musician?
Oh, two times, I think, was as far as recording goes, would be the Dust album Screaming Trees did, because that was like, my brother and I in a candy store with lots of money. Mm-hmm. And we got to use the greatest musicians in the world and producers, and we did whatever the heck we want. And the label at that point was so sick of us that they just let us do whatever we want and wrote the checks. So
you had a good time.
We had a great time, but you know what? We didn't last much longer after that. But then I had VALIS, VALIS, which stands for Vast Active Living Intelligence System. And that band, we made our last record was with Jack and Dino, one of our closest friends, with two of my best friends, Matthew Vandenberg and Patrick Connor, my brother. And it was beautiful. We made a really great album. We made a really fancy vinyl record. We designed it ourselves. We did everything ourselves. And, you know, that was the record I first gave you.
Yep, that's
and you've
how
never
I met
heard
you.
Of my old band. You never
nope, I didn't know about Screaming. Well, I knew about Screaming Trees. I just didn't know you were in it.
And I have to admit, I was trying to impress you.
Okay, is that what happened? Because the bottom line is, I think you kind of started me on my whole musical booking band thing in our small Camino, Snohomish. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it was Snohomish first, but then Camino.
Right.
But yeah, music. Music can save people's lives, and you're back playing it, and I'm so excited. And I think you're going to come back to Kauai and play some more music this year.
I'm not going to say I hope so. I'm going to say I am.
I am.
Sweet. I am coming back.
You're coming back again?
I'm coming back again.
That's our album.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, we're going to take our last break. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Look into the sky. Think of second chances.
look into the past.
Join us September 21st on Whidbey Island for the third annual Memorial Bennett Boyles Golf Tournament. The tournament was founded by Penco Brewing Company to support middle schooler Bennett and his family after he was diagnosed with brain cancer. This year's proceeds will go to Whidbey Health Foundation to pediatric rehabilitation services and to Coopville Public Schools to provide scholarships to Bennett's 2022 high school graduating class. For more information and registration, go to pencobrewing.com.
Are you looking for a place to plan your next gathering or retreat? If so, the historic Captain Whidbey Inn, located on Penn Cove on beautiful Whidbey Island, is waiting for you. At the Captain Whidbey Inn, you can step back into time and enjoy a 100-year tradition of outstanding waterfront dining and lodging. The inn is an ideal setting for retreats, conferences, family reunions, and other gatherings. With a variety of historic and modern accommodations, the inn offers original log-walled rooms, the romantic privacy of the waterfront cabin, or the modern conveniences of the larger lagoon rooms. One of the great things about the inn is that one doesn't need to travel far in any direction to enjoy the feeling of getting away from it all. Your group can enjoy fine dining at the inn with a spectacular view that includes Mount Baker, bird watching, and marine wildlife. For more details on planning your next retreat, conference, or overnight stay, visit CaptainWhidbey.com.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk 1150.
Thank you for joining us this morning. We're on location. It's been a very, very long day, but we did start at a recording studio. Well, actually, we started at many beaches, ended up at Nepali Coast. We went to, where else did we go? Gosh, bless America. We went a lot of places.
Up on a mountain.
We got a little confused, but we had a really great day, and we spent the day in a recording studio and recorded Silent Universe, which is our album. Coming Back Again, you can get that on what, Van? How do you get that?
Coming Back Again is on Strange Earth Records, and it's available on www.strangeearthrecords.com. That's STRANGEEARTH records.
That's how tired com. We are that you're spelling.
At least I can spell it. At least I can spell it.
Well, and you can go to dina-marie.com, yeah. And you can also see it there and where to get it. So, okay, Van Connor.
I'd like to point something out real quick, Dina, just so the listeners know. I think Dina slept about 10 minutes the last 24 hours. So we're delirious.
We are delirious, but, you know, we're 3 hours off, and it's all good. And I think that Kauai, when I'm here, I don't know what happens, but every minute gets filled with something, and time just flies. And I'll be honest, when I'm at home, it's not like that. It's like it's really slow, and it's kind of like I can say sometimes I get bored. I do not get bored here. I meet so many people. I have so many amazing experiences, and I learned so many lessons. And so Van came out here, and he's been in Kauai for 4 days, I believe. Probably feels like 12 years. But anyways, so what have you gotten out of this trip?
You know, you could say I went to saw beautiful things. I went swimming. I, you know, hung out with mermaids and angels. I, you know, I toured the world and elsewhere. I dyed my hair all sorts of exotic colors. I mean, I could say all those things because they're true. However, I think what I've gotten the most out of it is I don't have to be anybody but me. And I am love in the universe. And all I have to do is put away any thoughts and just be.
and my labyrinth trip. Like, I have no sleep, but my labyrinth trip, my voice is getting crackly. But it said, this time it says, just be. And normally I get just be on the bike path, but this time it said, just be you. Just be you. Be the authentic you, and you're going to be different. And, you know, wear the clothes that are comfortable. Wear the shoes that feel good. Wear what feels good to you. Do you want to get up early? You want to get up late? What do you want to do? Do whatever you want to do.
Correct. And I am really lucky because I get to do this, but I think I manifested it. And
well, you have done a lot of different things. I know you didn't believe in any of my woo-woo stuff quite a while back, and then I know you've been sharing a lot with David. That's Jeannie's husband. Jeannie does the show the first Friday of the month, and you two bond, but you've had some amazing conversations.
Yeah, we just had dinner together and tonight, and kind of the spur of the moment, we met in Seattle a few months ago, and we kind of hit it off in a weird way. And I can't speak for David, but I'm the kind of person, I've said this before, that I'm very private, quiet, and I don't like most people. In the past, I was like that. And we just started talking, and wow, like, it felt really interesting. And then the last few days, I have, you know, even though it's been a great time and everything, you know, I've had a couple of little moments of my own, you know, playing a show and stuff like that. You get stressed out. And David's really helped me through that. And I think, and you've said this before, I didn't really get it in the old days. Like, sometimes men need to hang with men because it's a different thing. Women need to hang with women sometimes. And you can get caught up in the, like, oh, everybody's equal and all that stuff. Everybody may be equal in some ways, but very spiritually, I think there's a difference. There's a feminine, there's a masculine. And we both have both in us. But I think men, it's different, don't you think?
Of course. And too, if you've gone through the same, you had shared experiences.
Very shared, yeah. And we're about the same age. Mm-hmm. And we both work in similar fields in our day jobs. You know, and I mean, of course, completely different, but I'm just saying they're...
You have a job that requires a lot of energy.
Energy and... you know, in a field that you wouldn't think a rock dude was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Put it that way.
But you guys, you found, this is what I think, when I first read you were missing your throat chakra and your power chakra, which to me is you need to find something you love to do and express yourself. At that time, you were not playing music, and your prescription was to write music. And what I've seen over, it's been a long time that you've been doing your homework. You do Reiki, and you do some sessions and things like that, but the chakra readings... But I think you do your homework by writing the songs again, by getting out with people you didn't know and playing and going with the flow. But I'm noticing, again, you're talking to everybody. And you didn't used to do that.
And I'm not trying to. It just is happening. And, you know, I mean, without any... there's no reason you know, I'm not trying to get anything from everybody. People aren't trying to get stuff from me. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'll go places. I think it's a level of feeling comfortable, not just with myself, but just
maybe
being.
Is being comfortable with yourself.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that's true. What I mean is, it's just not trying is the best way to do the best. Not
or,
trying.
Or when, you know, like when you have a conversation with someone, you're always thinking about what you're going to say next.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing to do because you're not paying attention. You're not being present. So I see you just randomly just speaking to people and saying whatever because you're just being in the moment. You're being spontaneous.
Right,
which
right.
is a lovely place to be. That's where magic happens. Like the cat that lives here. My cat, Magic.
I like Magic.
Yeah, Magic comes around all the time and... I adopted her, so she's been here ever since, when I left last. But yeah, I just encourage everybody to come out to Kauai, whether you come to Dolphin Touch or not. Reiki's an amazing tool. I think music, art, being in your community, but this is a very small place. You can meet people at a coffee shop.
Right.
You can go to Paniola Grill, listen to live music.
I tend to have come to a realization while I'm here, since you're my tour guide for my soul, and... I come to the realization that, seriously, if you want, it sounds like an infomercial, but I'm serious. I can't picture, if I would have just come here, I really would say that Dina, if people want to get the full experience that I've been talking about this whole time, that I think they need to call you. Because, no, there's no other way. Because it's not just you, though. It's Jeannie. It's the community that you've bonded with. And
musicians and artists. Oh, my gosh. It was right. So easy to get them to play. It was so much fun.
It's all about who you know, but you don't have to try to know anybody because it's already here. And Dina's already here. And you can't invent that stuff. I've never had this interesting experience on... And that's what it is. It's an interesting experience. And it's not just me going out to see things or do things. It's me internally having an experience. An internal experience.
I think we're going to write a song. That I don't know. It's yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about calling it Are You Experience? Let me think. And I was thinking about calling my band the Van Conner Experience.
Okay, there you go, yeah. Jimmy. Mr. Jimi Hendrix. All right, well, you know... I invite everyone to come out to Dolphin Touch, of course. I mean, you can reach me at Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie, like me on Facebook. But in the end, this place has changed my life. My life is less is more. It's simplified. It's very rich. It's been a really rough day because it seemed like a lot of things happened in a short period of time. But you know what? I'm going to leave this show with our song called Silent Universe.
Universe. And I think that we should commit, Dina, to... posting this somewhere, or if they go to dina-marie.com, that will post on SoundCloud or something, so you can hear the actual interview that we did today and the studio song and all that stuff. It'll be up somewhere, right?
Yeah, we'll get it out
there. I just
there.
Don't want people to miss the magic we had today.
Oh, it was very magical.
But this is kind of funny too, and I think people, you know, if this is real, this is real. We were going to do a whole... thing afterwards when we got up here and we were like, okay, you know, let's try to make something different and stuff. And you know what? We sat down and we didn't even plan it. We hit the button and we're just like, you know what? Let's just be us and just say what really happened today.
And Benny says, it's like having coffee with Dina, but tonight it might be like having tea. Maybe a glass of wine, but it's all good. I invite everyone out here to Kauai, DolphinTouch.org and Lift Your Spirits with DinaMarie.com. The song is Silent Universe, and it's Van Conner's Coming Back Again album. Join us next week for more people, places, and activities that will lift your spirits.
Miles between us, you know you're